I am going to now open testimony to anyone here to testify in opposition to LD 1473. We'll start with James Merkel. Welcome.
Welcome. I've been with you since 11:05 this morning, so nice to be with you all. My name is Jim Merkel. I'm here on behalf of the Sierra Club, who has over 20,000 members in Maine and 3.8 million members nationwide. And I'm here today to oppose the LD 1473. And some of the main reasons are that these facilities, I've been digging into them very, very deeply for the last 2.5 years, living in Belfast. And I've been to the plant in Bucksport. They're highly complex industrial operations, not in any way similar to a potato barn or cow shed. They store long lists of chemicals and fuels on site, draw heavily on clean, fresh water and seawater, and return wastewater into rivers, bays, and release daily air pollution from generators, and have noisy and potentially smelly ventilation systems. Some have gone bankrupt. Some, like Nordic Aquafarms in Denmark, the Frederikstad Seafood, have been found deficient in their measurements of programs for emissions and have a lot of complaints by the residents. Just to provide an example, the proposed Nordic facility in Belfast would have complex buildings and technical infrastructure covering 14 football fields with large storage tanks for fuels, chemicals, many of them flammable, such as glycerin, some of them very toxic, caustic, fish pumps, filters, processing operations, sludge ponds, fish gutting operations, and offices. The scale is immense. 33,000 metric tons per year, 7.7 million gallons a day of wastewater plume, 11 times more nitrogen dumped into the sensitive bays, say, for example, with Nordic, than the Belfast city sewer. They have 8 2-megawatt diesel generators, burning 900,000 gallons of fuel annually. So I'm an engineer, and I worked at large manufacturing facilities, and I was on the first aid team when I had to bring a young graduate to the hospital who disconnected a deep pressure pump that had been pressurized, and he got blasted in the face with caustic and he lost his eyesight that night. And caustic is one of the things that is stored there and used in the tanks. There's pages of cleaners. And so these facilities need careful safety protocols, designs, emergency procedures, maintenance schedules, careful adherence to laws to keep the workers safe and prevent industrial accidents. There may be operator errors, construction flaws, routine breakdowns, power outages, and any of these could result in injuries or accidental release of sewage, non-wild fish, diseased water, chemicals, medications, fuels, and more. Safety rules should be more stringent for these types of facilities, especially near residential areas and sensitive marine ecosystems. All the five proposals in Maine discharge into shallow waters, and they should be made to be fully recyclable systems without any discharge into the nearby. Their carbon footprint of even Belfast alone is 5% of Maine's total greenhouse target, the entire state's total target by 2030. One facility is, that's how big the carbon footprint is. So these large scale aquaculture projects have been very challenging to investigate. As they're a new industry to Maine, they're being sold as sustainable and they're not. Not a single one of the five meet Sierra Club's national policy for aquaculture systems. They
Thank
could
you,
be Mr.
Merkel. Mr. Merkel, I'm going to ask that you summarize the end of your testimony and then.
No, that's it there.
Okay, well, good job.
So thanks. Thank you. Yeah, and I'd love to come to the work session if you have more questions for me, but if you have some now too. I've been here since 11, so I'm happy to stay.
Wonderful, thank you. Let's see if we have any questions for you, Mr. Merkel. Any questions from the committee? Okay, we don't have any, but I did see that you submitted written testimony. Thank you for that, and we will see you at the work session.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. And next up, we have Kathleen Rybars. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, hello and welcome. Thanks for Senator Shambo and Representative Warren and members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on LD 1473. I live in Lemoyne, Maine. In my work in pharmacy, I handle toxic chemicals every day. I had a lot of specialized equipment and safety training to ensure a safe workplace. A worker's right to a safe workplace means a lot to me, and this is the primary reason that I testify against LD 1473 today. Reclassifying a land-based aquaculture facility as a storage facility for animals is wrong. This water-flowing aquaculture facility is more like a public aquarium than a simple shelter that would house potatoes. Public aquariums have fire suppression systems, they have air handling systems, and they also raise fish. Finfish farms require complicated monitoring, specialized equipment. There will be plenty of mechanical systems that have a possibility of malfunction, of electrical shorts, all kinds of things that cause fire. A finfish pen in the sea off Tasmania recently caught fire in the middle of the ocean in December of 2020. And I give you a source to that article. This bill will not just affect Bucksport, but will affect four other projects that are currently being processed, and there'll be more in the future. So this is not just a simple fix for one facility. It'll affect Bucksport, Belfast, Millinocket, and Jonesport this year, and I'm sure there'll be many more fish operations that happen. Right now we have fish hatcheries that can accommodate sprinkling systems and air handling, and it's not a brand new science. We raise baby trout, we raise baby salmon in Maine, and we work with MUBEC. The employees are going to be working in this building 24/7. It's an invaluable crop. They're not going to be just closing the barn doors and letting the cows sleep at night. The employees deserve an air handling system that keeps them safe. They deserve fire suppression systems that give them the 20 minutes they'll need to escape the building should a fire occur. A safe fire extinguishing system can be designed that takes fish health in mind. All safety workplace rules in MUBEC need to be applicable. Allowing this exemption puts workers at risk. Saving one employee's life is worth the cost of using an efficient sprinkler system. Let's invest in Maine citizens by requiring the best fire and air handling systems for this workplace. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Let me see if there's any questions for you. Any questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Pickett.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mrs. Rybaz. Mm-hmm. Just one question for you. Are you familiar with this company at all, or are you just talking about companies that do?
I've done a lot of research. We have a fish project here in Frenchman's Bay that I've been working with. So I've been investigating, and for about a year and a half now, studying up on how things work.
This particular company?
Yeah, I've looked at all the companies: Belfast, Bucksport, and Jonesport, the Kingfisher facility too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you again very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to testify in opposition to LD 1473? Please raise your hand and we'll bring you in. And I'm seeing none. Anyone here to testify neither for nor against LD 1473? And again, I'm seeing none. So I will close the public hearing on LD 1473, and we'll end our day. So thank you all. Any